And we're here and we're live. Thank you. All right, let's click on our video cast, and we're rock and roll right now for our video cast for today. The whatever the hell it is. Always say that. I never know. It's the 8th. The 8th of June. 1851. No, it's 2021. And I know that because I wrote the date today. Why did I write the date down today? Oh, I wrote the date down today because I was addressing a letter. Anyway, I know I sound weird. So welcome anyway, guys. This is an encore show. On Thursday, I am in, by Thursday evening, I'm in Florida. I'm going to be spending Jackie's birthday with her. 10th, we'll be flying into Miami. 11th and 12th, we'll celebrate her birthday the 11th. And I'm going to be, basically, I'm going to be in South Florida. I'm going to be in South Florida through Thursday, but we will be doing a live chat. We'll be doing our chat from California 1 week from Friday. This Friday night, we'll be doing our chat from Florida on the BSP page, on the Facebook site that I have been kicked off of yet again. I don't understand. I think they just find bullshit and they go, ah, here's where he was an asshole, and here was another place where he was an asshole. And our lives are being run by robots, algorithm robots. Let's see. U.S. recovers $2.3 million. Ellie Kemper finally released a statement on veiled profit ball controversy. This poor kid, man. Oh, God. BTK killer's daughter says she's done with her serial killer father cyber-stalking her. Trump's deranged theory that Democrats would replace Biden might have helped him. That Biden would collapse under a sustained attack from Trump. What the fuck is with people? Gillian Anderson admits she suffered multiple mental breakdowns in the X-Files set. I don't doubt it. Lawyer suspended after tweeting offensive remarks about Meghan and Harry's baby. Powerball winner is in Florida. $286 million. Jesus H. cries. The Beatles song that fooled the world. Florida Panthers protected list. Who's staying and who could be picked in the Seattle Kraken expansion draft? Donald Trump's chances to stand. Oh, please. All right, so what I'm going to do is go over to our Facebook page, Facebook BSP page. Wait a minute, what did I just see? I just saw something really significant. I saw something really significant. Oh, well, I missed it then. Wait, where is it? All right. I don't know, this Ellie Kemper, she was a kid. Are you serious? She's a fucking kid. I'm sure she's sorry, and I think they should let it go with that. I don't know, man. Even if she was an adult, it's a long time ago. Some of this shit's a little bit out of control, dude. All right, so what am I doing here? We're going to go over to the BSPs and More page. We're going to take a look at the Rory replay post. That's what I want to see, because it was a good one. It was a really good one. It was I swear it was. Where is it, man? Here it is. Dr. Arthur Barnes is losing his ass at the track. Jack Armstrong. This is from October 18th, 2018. So we'll go over to that, man. October 18th, 2018. And we'll get onto the... log onto the site. How's everybody doing? Okay? I got so fucking tired today. And I know why. You gotta drink water, man. You gotta drink water. You must drink water. If you don't drink water, you start to feel like you have the flu. A lot of times you may feel sick and you don't really know why, and you're sort of sick, but you're sort of not. You feel tired and you feel feverish, but you're walking around and you're all right. Dehydration, Jack. Now, maybe you're not like me, and you, in other words, you take care of yourself a lot better than I take care of myself. But I'm here to tell you, bro. I have got this dehydration thing. I don't drink enough goddamn water. I don't know what it is, but I forget. Or I'm drinking too much coffee, or I think I'm substituting. You know, I don't drink soft drinks anymore. I mean, I do not drink any of that shit anymore. Oh, yes, I do. And it's a mixer, but yeah, it's a soft drink. Ginger beer. I started drinking this because my local store is fucking out of queue. Hey, Ralphs, here's a tip. Stock your fucking shelves better or something, man. Otherwise, I'm going to take a tip from Bobby Dooley and not shop there anymore. As Bobby Dooley once said famously, she never puts Ralph's meat in her mouth. And I don't, because I don't eat meat that much. All right, so let me see here, man. Sometimes you want to go... October 18th, 2018, is that it? But I went over to Ralph's, and they got shit. They stock your fucking shelves, man. Like, you don't make enough money. Come on. These motherfuckers, you know, they got to make their margin. You know, they have to make sure that they meet that number. Otherwise, Wall Street... So if they got to fire people or lay people off or pay people shit, that's what they're going to do, so they keep this investment in the company flowing. Investing in what? I remember when Ralph's was actually kind of a cool grocery store to go to. I don't go there anymore, man. I mean, I go to Vons mostly. Mostly I go to Whole Foods and I go to fucking Trader Joe's. 2018. There we go. And we're looking for October 18. And that's the show we're going to do. And tomorrow I have to do sheath underwear. I've got to remember to do sheath underwear. I've got to remember to put on my sheath underwear tomorrow. Because it's getting kind of hot and muggy outside. Jackson Armstrong. This ought to be a good one, man. All right, here we go. Download that motherfucker. Here we go. Taking a long time to download that goddamn track, man. Long time. What's going on with the download speed around here? God almighty. Okay, that's that. And then this is this.
What is this is this? What do you mean this is this?
John Cazale and Robert De Niro in The Deer Hunter, remember that?
This is this.
You know, Mike, sometimes I don't think people even understand what the fuck it is you're talking about.
What do you mean this is this?
There was a great actor. Really great actor. Okay, what do we got going on here, man? I'm going to fucking slow downloading. God damn it. I don't know what's up with these motherfucking... You said that was okay, bud?
It's not that.
Sorry, with... Thank you, me. Welcome back here, world-famous Phil Henry Show. We got a few guests. Body. That's way too high.
What do you think?
Everyday man who spanks it. That's a great line. All right, let's go, man. Come on. The noisy fucking studio. This was 3 years ago. This was October of 2018, almost 3 years ago. Good Lord, we were still a year and a half away from the world changing forever. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's right. That's good. That's good. Good.
Hi, it's Phil.
Hello. Testing 1, 2.
Good level check.
All right. So that's how it's going to be then, man. Good level check.
Boy, you are running the modulation low on that shit.
This is my God now. That VU meter is my God. And since that's been my God, all things have been groovy.
What happened?
Believe you me when I tell you. Okay. Well, without further ado, I want to tell you about our favorite show this week here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and that is Thug Kitchen.
What?
Thug Kitchen? Is that a guy? Is that his last name, Kitchen? I worked for a guy named Craig Kitchen. You haven't changed your name to Thug, have you, Craig? I mean, I'm joking, of course. Listen, I can hear my printer in the background. It must have been faster in those days. Well, I want to tell you about my new favorite show on Podcast One, and it is called Forked Up, a Thug Kitchen podcast on Podcast One. Three-time best-selling authors and snarky duo behind
Notice
the Thug
how many
Kitchen,
of these shows
Michelle
are not
Davis
on anymore.
Not, discuss
I mean,
food.
I shouldn't say.
They discuss politics and pop culture, giving a voice to I'm
probably gagging on your own cooking. You ought to listen to this podcast.
That's very funny, General. I don't know how true it is.
It's probably true because I did make some of that vegetarian chili I was telling everybody about during the pre-show. But anyway, let me just finish this. I'm gagging on my cooking, not
2018,
on theirs, not on Thug Kitchen.
Veggie,
not on Michelle Davis vegan. And Matt Holloway. They do discuss food, politics, and pop culture, giving a voice to regular folks who are just trying to get it together. both in and outside of the kitchen. Check out Forked Up, a Thug Kitchen podcast every Wednesday on Podcast One. What, bud?
Well, I mean, talk about being a thug podcast. I mean, what do they do? Like,
yeah, they talk about beating people up. No, they're not talking about beating people up. They're talking about a podcast, okay? Can't you get with it? It's kind of the it's symbolism. It's a metaphor.
Jack Larson reports
on
the Dodger Brewer game from a bathtub.
All right, hey, listen, man. Let me
there.
Just finish this, okay?
Dr. Arthur Barnes, vampire hunters at the horse races, and he's losing his
ass. Oh, I guess I'm done.
You are?
Yeah, so check it out every Wednesday on Podcast One, wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Boom! And that's the pre-show. Hope you enjoyed it. I feel 1,000,000% better than I did when I woke up about an hour ago. I took a nap, and I laid down. I felt like fucking dog. But I was talking to Jackie, and we actually watched a movie together earlier in the evening than we would. And the movie we watched for a reason, but we watched The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming, an old comedy from the late 60s starring Carl Reiner, Jonathan Winters, very famously Alan Arkin. And really a great cast and a great movie about Cold War paranoia in this little town in New England thinking the Russians have landed. But we looked at it, I said to her, this is a comedy with a heart. And the heart was this kind of little budding romance between the Russian sailor who gets left behind and is eventually rescued, and the young nanny for Carl Reiner's family, played by this really beautiful actress, young actress. I forget her name, but I think she was only in a couple of movies before she went back to modeling. She was basically the Clairol model from the 60s. But their little not even a love affair, but their little romantic spark was a beautiful core moment in the movie and kind of gave the movie, kind of let the movie lift off a little bit. Anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about and I'm boring you. Let's move on, shall we? Let's do it. Let's do it now.